Gospel acclamation. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him might have eternal life. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Since the Passover of the Jews was near, Jesus went up to Jerusalem. He found in the temple area those who sold oxen, sheep and doves, as well as the money changers seated there. He made a whip out of cords and drove them all out of the temple area with the sheep and oxen, and spilled the coins of the money changers and overturned their tables. And to those who sold doves, he said, "Take this out of here, and stop making my father's house a marketplace." His disciples recalled the words of the scripture, "Zeal of your house will consume me." At this, the Jews answered and said to him, "What sign can you show us for doing this?" Jesus answered and said to them, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." The Jews said, "This temple has been under construction for 46 years, and you will raise it up in 3 days?" But he was speaking about the temple of his body. Therefore, when he was raised from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this, and they came to believe the scripture and the word Jesus had spoken. While he was in Jerusalem for the feast of Passover, many began to believe in his name, but they saw the signs he was doing. But Jesus would not trust himself to them because he knew them all, and did not need anyone to testify about human nature. He himself understood it well. Gospel of the Lord. Jesus cuts away the merchants out of the temple. For us, we have to remind ourselves, when we come to the church, do we clean up our soul? Or we still keep kind of vengeance, anger in our heart? We are not the same. We are the same. Going to the temple, to the church, and we still, our heart is not changing. Not forgiving. Not understanding. Not forgiving. That's our Jesus, the special gifts of cleaning our heart with a real contrition, at times make a good confession, and with a pure heart to come to the temple of God. Just want to see not just how much we can contribute, but you would like to see how clean is our heart is. Jesus is with us, is accompanying us. Open ourselves, ask this gift of forgiveness for one another, and with peace in our heart, then enter the temple of God. If there is no peace within, how can we say our prayer? How can we say that we are doing offering to the Lord? Seek first the kingdom of God, the rest will be given. So tell Jesus they want to follow him closely, ask His special grace that from today onward, no matter what we do, is for the greater glory of God.